Okay, so hello again.
Hello again.
Yes. I think that we can move on to the next topic, which I find quite fascinating because you were kind enough to share the photos, the video of the place where you live, and it's so beautiful there. So I find France really beautiful from what I've seen mostly on the internet in the movies. And this is the place where you live. So I will now share my screen and we will watch the video together, and I will ask you to comment on it. So I'm starting, you know, to share the video with you. I am doing it now. Okay.
I would not, just like to precise that it's a touristic video. They don't show everything.
Yeah, obviously I know, but could you one more time tell us where it is? So what do we call this place? I know we can see it here.
Yeah, it's called Saint-Loubès. It's very close to Bordeaux, that almost everybody knows, in the southwest of France, close to the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, nice. So let's start with the video.
Okay.
I think the music will be muted because we are having this conversation. So yeah, let's start. So, this is quite close to Bordeaux, mm-hmm. like you say. So if you have anything to comment on, so is it, for example, a region popular for people who sail? Lots of lakes? So what kind of region is it?
Yeah, sailing is rather more south of the region. Here we mostly have the vineyards. Yeah, here this is Max Lander.
Oh yeah,
and,
I thought so.
Yeah, we are an hour from the ocean when there are no traffic jams, because this is a plea in our area. Bordeaux is a big city. So when we want to cross the river you saw, the Dordogne mm-hmm. River, when you want to cross it, it's horrible because you have the bridges to cross, people driving down to Spain, lots of lorries driving down to Spain. It's mm-hmm. on the road from the north of Europe to the south of Europe. So when you go to work or come back from work on your commute, it takes sometimes 2 hours to travel 30 kilometers.
Is it like the main square, the market? So what do we see in this, for example?
So this is the building in the middle is the city hall, the town hall, not city, mm-hmm. town hall. And that's where the market is held. You see old houses surrounding it with arcades, mm-hmm. Which are very convenient when it's raining, you know, because you don't have to cross under the rain. You can mm-hmm. go around the place, and just on the left side, you also have arcades. It's around mm-hmm. there. And my hairdressers, when I want to go to the hairdressers, which I desperately need, by the way, I
have
walk
you seen
under
my
the arcades.
Wow! Yeah. So who needs it most?
Let's beautiful.
Say. I think the most needed hairstylist person in the world. Sitting
This is at the top of the picture. You can see one of the primary schools. We have two primary schools, two kindergartens that, by the way, which we will see them at the end of the video, mm-hmm. are all state schools, not private. And this is one of the primary schools with 14 classes, lots of pupils. In my my school, I told about, there are 1,000 pupils, very big structures. And here,
so one question, how many inhabitants live?
10,000. 10,000. Very recently. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yes, it's a parking place during the week. Mm-hmm. On Monday mornings and Saturday mornings, we have the market, so you can't park here. And it's the tradition, I spoke to you about this, of open air markets in France. Mm-hmm. There are some in other countries too, but we have local products. We have fresh things from butchers, from people who cook. You know, we can mm-hmm. buy meals ready to carry away, and really local products. I don't think there are still. I used to buy fabrics, because I sewed a lot when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I used even to buy fabrics on the market for a very low price. And it's also a means to meet people, because you chat, you have time. Very often, like here, you have a sunny weather. So you take your time on Saturday mornings to go to the market and talk with people, talk with the sellers. And what you see just in the last house before crossing the street is a terrace, the terrace of a restaurant, the Ferse, where you can eat outside as well. I don't know
What is the name of the restaurant? One more time?
Le Ferse. Le Ferse.
Beautiful.
Okay. You like French, do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do know. But obviously I can listen to French to the podcast, but you know, for me, like a 100 full experience positive is when you listen to the person with whom you talk, with whom you have, you know, some bond. Yeah. And this is so much different from all the podcasts, all the videos, all the films in the world, really. So this is like the fantastic. How you say it? Whenever you say something in French, you know, my ear is just like perfect.
And this school is called Hector Ducamp.
Okay, so I will move on to the next one. So let's take a look. So okay, this is the town hall.
And you have the market, some stalls of the market here. I don't know if it's Mondays or there's on Saturdays there are more people. So it's the stalls you have. You have the refrigerated lorries at the background because for the cheese and so on you need refrigeration. What else? Oh, I remember this stair. That's where we took the family photograph when my son got married. You know, we had the stairs and we spread over the chest.
Did he get married here or also in the church and then here?
Well, the elder one got married in church, but not in our town because his wife is from another town. The younger one married here at the town hall, but did not go to church. It was very complicated. We're not opposed to it, but she was studying in Paris at that time. He was here in the region, and they didn't know where they would be. They didn't have, they had not got their nomination yet. They didn't know where they were going to work. It was more convenient to get married here. And it was very complicated with the church to get prepared with the priest and so on. So they just left it out and only got married here. It was okay.
For example, for people who are non-believers, they go here to get married and that's it, right? So this is like the...
Believer or not believer, you have to get married. If you want to get married, you have to have a civil act, which is here. Only here. Okay. You have to have a legal act. Church is not valid without here.
Okay,
yeah. You're not married if you only marry in church. You're not considered as being married. You have to make it legal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move on to the next ones. Okay,
so this is the
one that we have seen. Yeah. Okay, is it now open like we can see it here or not yet?
Yes, it's open. Yes,
it is now because it's the summer. But normally, for example, here the summer is not really here still.
Yeah,
it's not.
They don't only have the terrace. There are also
tables. Yeah, I understand.
They built this during the pandemic because it was a way to allow people to eat at the restaurant. Even with distances to have to be respected, it expanded their surface. But there is a restaurant inside. It's not only.
Yeah, I understand. So I was talking about the terrace. Normally, we also
open
restaurants, but because of the lack of good weather, it's mostly inside where I go now. So okay, so let's move on to.
The arcades and the market and
the cheese, the famous cheese.
The cheeses of France,
yes, obviously. What does it mean, by the way, this word?
Share.
Share.
Share. This is to share. This is bread, our baguette, of course.
Yes, I recognize this. Okay, so this is a beautiful
So this view. Is the L'Église Saint-Pierre. I had a concert there 2 weeks ago with my choir. We sang mm-hmm. in the church because the I don't know what you call this, the
spire?
The top part mm-hmm. crumbled down, and they're gathering funds to repair it. Now it's been repaired. It's okay. And we sang to restore the paintings inside. Mm-hmm. So the money collected thanks to the concert is going to pay for the paintings.
Yes, I understand. At the back of the church. It must be like the biggest church, looks like the cathedral almost.
Oh, no, it's a small church.
It's okay, so maybe it's because of this
the perspective
thing. Yeah. Okay, looks big as opposed to those buildings, you know, around.
Medium sized, that says it's not chapel, but it's a medium sized church.
Okay. But one of many, right? It's not one in.
Mm-hmm. It's the only one in my town. There is a chapel that we'll see later, a chapel that is now devoted to art, to exhibitions and so on, that is no longer used for masses and so on.
Okay. Next to it on the right is the graveyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is how we can get to your place.
Yeah. This is the local train. We also have the high-speed train. Okay. This is to undertake, okay, we have a large industrial zone mm-hmm. with various activities, quite a lot of them, because Saint-Loubès only has 10,000 inhabitants. It's not mm-hmm. very big, but it makes it a town. But we have a very big industrial zone. We have a lot of ground, you know, so firms come here and just install
the operations.
Yeah, and we're not very far. This is plaster.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Solar panels. It's a solar farm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it heats, but solar panels. Yeah.
Okay.
Trans Gourmet. That's for food. They produce mm-hmm. food and distribute it. They're quite famous here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this the highway in the background, vineyards, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Preserve, it's the same meaning.
Yes,
we have lots of orchards, and the wine industry. Mm-hmm. Not industry, sorry. Producing.
But we are talking about the same wine which comes from Bordeaux, right?
Yeah.
Or is it?
Yes. Yeah, you have mm-hmm. several, we call it them appellations, several names, several areas. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the same quality of wine. For mm-hmm. example, Saint-Emilion is top, or Médocs are top quality of wines, but all of them are not just ordinary wines. All
so
of them
which,
are good.
Which of these wines is your like favorite? None.
Saint-Emilion.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't like, you said I, how come you don't like drinking wine? I don't like drinking wine.
Okay, I thought that you didn't.
Yeah, yeah. The question was because I get tipsy too easily. Mm-hmm. I just need half a glass and I laugh
okay.
I can't. Let me imagine. I like just a few drops of wine in my water. But mm-hmm. when I innocently ask if I can enhance my still water with a few drops of wine, I'm stared at and what? This is a crime. How can you dare mix wine with water? This is Bordeaux. You know? Mm-hmm. Wine is sacred. So if you mix wine and water, it's a sacrilege. I'm laughing about it, but I like it. It's very refreshing if you drink mm-hmm. a little bit. And I can make the difference between a common wine and a high one because you smell it. I'm very, mm-hmm. I have a very sensitive smell. Mm-hmm. So a good wine, Médoc, for example, smells like autumn. Yeah, the mm-hmm. color is an amber color and so on. Whereas Saint-Emilion I'm not a specialist, but I can distinguish between fruit and autumn mm-hmm. leaves and so on. You have these flavors in wine.
Wow.
And in taste and mouth too. It's really, but I am not allowed to drink it the way I like.
Okay, but I have a question for the like French people. The wine that you drink, it's mostly dry. It's not that could be sweet, or do you mind it? Or
there's several sorts of wine in the Bordeaux area, south of Bordeaux. There is what we call Sauternes. It's wine, it's very sweet wine. And this one I love, but then I'm not only tipsy, I get drunk if I drink it. It's made out of grape that has rotten. It's noble rot. And it's harvested late in September, I guess. And this rot gives it, makes it very, very sweet. And it's a very highly ranked wine. You have the same kind of wine in Alsace too. And it's my mom's favorite wine. And this one is sweet. Red wine is not sweet. It's quite a different taste. And again, I'm not a specialist, but the Sauternes wine, you have the same in Dordogne, another department close to here, which is different, the Bergerac area, or where you have so many sorts, different sorts of wine. I can't speak about them. It's really the local.
Yeah, and white wine, red wine. So I will assume that the French people that they will drink, you will drink mostly red wine. So do you also drink lots of white wine?
There is always an association, you know, cuisine, French cuisine, you associate wine with a dish.
Okay.
The most current one, of course, is red wine. But traditionally, the Sauternes, you know, the sweet white wine is eaten with foie gras or with starters, you know, at the beginning of a meal, or with desserts, I never know. desserts, yes. And whereas red wine is mostly eaten with meat and vegetables, rather. You start with white, but it's not necessary that way. If you only drink one, you keep with one wine.
Yeah, it's better dry.
You don't drink if you don't like all of them, or you don't stand them with your stomach. But you, I don't know people who drink sweet wine for a whole meal. If if you drink white wine, it will be dry wine then.
Yeah, but because it's supposed to help you digest properly, and
white wine can be a bit treacherous.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on. Interesting. Well.
I'm not a specialist anyhow. So.
Okay.
Yeah, a taster. That's a specialist.
So I have a question, because some people will go there just, you know, for the tourism, let's say touristic reasons. So do you think it's worth going there to the region just to go around, to travel around the place?
Because of the wines, if you like wine, yes, you can taste. And there are lots of things that you can taste, share, and so on. But there's also architecture. There are lots of, you saw the church, but there are lots of other places. And also not very far from here, you have I can't pronounce it, so I will just say Paleo region. You know, the caves of Lascaux, the lots of prehistorical monuments.
So even it's close to your place.
It's close to them, even close to me, but not that majestic. You know, we have small caves that are just engraved, but the paintings in Lascaux are wonderful. And the ocean is not far. You saw the estuary at the beginning of the video. At some seasons, you know, the estuary flows into the ocean. So we have the ebbs and tides. And at high tide, people surf on the estuary. On the river, on the ocean. And the ocean is so close, so you have lots of things to visit, really. I'm not partial, it's true. It's really true.
Yeah, I believe you. Looks fantastic.
The barrels of wine, oak barrels.
Yeah.
And these buildings you call chateaus.
Castles. Okay. Chateau like a castle. So is it part of this vineyard, or
chateaus, and all the names of the wines here are Chateau something.
Yes.
Because Chateau is what you call a wine property. They are called Chateaus. Even if they're small, they're called Chateaus.
Okay, I understand. And the vineyards, so do they offer like a trip around, I don't know, with some history behind it, some tour guides?
Some organize them, yes. And you can taste the wine before buying it and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Beautiful.
Of this, can you come back a little bit?
Yes, just a second.
I want the building, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is called La Coupole, the cupola. Mm-hmm. Cupola, mm-hmm. And because of the dome, you know, on top, it's our local theater or cultural center. I've already sung on this stage here, and some people call it the lemon squeezer.
I can see why. So, is it the only cultural center, or do you have more?
It's a big one. There, when we're all seating, there are 600 seats, and if it's open, there are many more people that can go there.
It doesn't look that big. 600.
It is. Yeah. And on the left, you have the library. We will see it later.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's. Okay. Let's move on.
Things that can be done there. We have concerts, of course. Slimane, I love Slimane, and dancing, theater with lots of shows. Mm-hmm. Kenji, and so this, you see, it's quite big. Mm-hmm. And what did I want to say? Sorry, I've forgotten the thread of what I was going to say. Never mind, it's not important.
Okay, so maybe it will come. So still the center? No, not.
No, this is the chapel. I told you about the chapel that mm-hmm. is devoted to art. The library.
Okay. The library on the left of the building.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And one of the girls was one of my students.
Here, this one?
Yeah. Not this one.
Okay. I thought this one.
Mm-hmm. She, the one with the glasses.
Okay.
I'm one of my colleagues, Olivier.
Well, it's so nice that you can just, you know the people who are here.
Okay, so cute. Yeah. L'Île Bleue is a kindergarten.
Okay.
One of the kindergartens. L'Île Bleue means the blue island, like your background. Mm-hmm. It's being renovated at the moment.
Nice. Oh, beautiful.
Cute kids. They took the cutest.
Would that be it? Oh.
Yeah, that's finished. So, that's over.
Great. A great place, really. Okay, so let me come back to you now. So I will stop sharing the screen. Fantastic. I really hope that we can do it one more time again so that you can tell me more, because, you know, it's impossible to remember it all, although, you know, I could take notes then later based on the video. But I have yet another question concerning your culture, let's say, because we mentioned Paris today already, and you said you've never been to Paris. So is it true? Is it not? So, and why not if it's true?
Half true and half wrong, but I won't take my notes. I can remember. I have crossed Paris many times because we had to go through Paris when I wanted mm-hmm. to visit my family, but it was underground or just with a taxi just to cross the city. So I saw monuments, I saw things, but very quickly.
Yeah.
And once when I had my, we have selective exams to become a teacher, and the oral exam was in Paris. So mm-hmm. I had scheduled the mm-hmm. visit of Paris with my friend who went with me, but Paris was under strict safety measures because of terrorist attacks. So mm-hmm. we could not use the lockers for my luggage. So we were stuck in the railway station and could not visit Paris. So we went straight away to the next place, outside Paris, and I could not visit Paris at that moment. But for Christmas, My husband, I told him I would like to visit Paris, you know, I've never been there. He's been lots of times for professional mm-hmm. reasons and visited at that time. And so I have never visited Paris. So he gave me a voucher, a visit to Paris with the Louvre, with the art. So we are planning to do this and catch
great.
Up.
Great. Okay. It's so definitely, I hope that you will have lots of pictures, and then afterwards you will tell me all about Paris only. So this will be our next, not next, but the interview. Mm. I hope that we will discuss it. Okay. So I have one last question for you, which is music in your life, because I know you're an artist also, so a person of so many talents and possibilities in life. So tell me about music in your life, and this is the last question I have for you for today.
It's a very strange story. You know, I may have said that music and languages are the same for me, because mm-hmm. a language for me is music first, sounds, mm-hmm. melodies with intonation and so on. Strangely enough, I started my lullabies. The lullabies I learned as a child were in a German dialect. They were mm-hmm. not in French. I only learned them later, because my childhood region is on the German border. It was sometimes French, sometimes German. So mm-hmm. I was in between the two. And when I started talking, German and French at the same time. Mm-hmm. So
are you bilingual, by the way? Do you consider yourself bilingual?
I used to speak German much better than English.
Okay.
It's no longer the case, because I don't practice anymore.
Wow.
So I understand, but I don't practice anymore. So I have to, you know, to look for my words, check my grammar and so on. I'm no longer
not fluid in
mm-hmm. So and as a teen, as we lived on the border, we had German television and French television. So the songs I listened to were not English, German mm-hmm. and French. So I was mm-hmm. bathing in both cultures and listening to this. And I started singing. I sang, you know, lullabies and songs around campfires in holiday camps with youngsters, and sung lullabies to my children when they were little. And I only came to singing in my late 40s. Did you know that?
No.
In my late 40s, I joined the choir.
Maybe I knew it, but I didn't remember.
I started singing, yes, in my late 40s, when I finally decided to join a choir. And the director of choir, a very young lady, she was only 20 in those days, wanted to organize something, and she asked for soloists. So I started singing Tycoon, Stone the World is Stone, and Memory solo on this big mm-hmm. stage that you saw. I was frightened to death. I forgot, and at the very moment I had to sing Memory, I had forgotten the word. And stage fright is terrible. That's when I started. And it gave me, it triggered something in me. I know I have a sweet voice, but I can't read music. I have a terrible problem with rhythm, so I'm always off tracks and sometimes out of tune. But, well, I like singing. I really love mm-hmm. sharing this. And what can I say? I started a music channel too. I like editing videos, so I mm-hmm. made some video clips with the songs I recorded. It was in 2011 or 2010, I don't remember. My children offered me a day in a studio, a recording studio. So I recorded a full CD in one day mm-hmm. without nice. Editing, just pure voice, you know. And it was great. So, and I've sung in private concerts, you know, sometimes with lots of people, 200, the biggest one was 200 people. Mm-hmm. And mostly in gardens, or, you know, people bring something to share. It can be what we call aperitif, you know, what you eat before a meal, or mm-hmm. just tea time. And we share this time after I have sung, so an hour. Before the pandemic started, I said, well, I want to keep on singing and to start singing solo again. And I took lessons again. And I went to the local retirement home and made a concert there. And then, whoop, pandemic. I was stopped in my movement. But we have started again with the choir. We had a concert 2 weeks ago, another one on the 17th, and the last one with the show on the 25th. So I'm in charge of all the communication of the group, mm-hmm. the posters, the taking, getting in touch with the local authorities and so on. Well, I like
so
this.
You have rehearsals now every day.
Yeah. Yesterday I came back home at 10 p.m. and then after that I prepared our meeting.
You're a busy person really, but it depends
on the moments. Yeah. Mm.
It's so nice you have such interest.
Yeah, you have to if you want to keep alive.
Yeah.
Otherwise you slump down and I don't know if it's the right word, but you get forgotten, because I noticed mm-hmm. this in the retirement home, because you forget that people were had businesses, were teachers, for example, who had skills before. You just see people in their armchairs, you see them vaguely smile, and yeah, they were people, they were part of society. Yeah. And if you don't take care when you retire and get involved in something, you're easily forgotten and forget yourself by the same way. I'm not sure of this. There are two things I didn't want to lose, that I promised myself. There are two things I don't want to lose. It's English and singing. And think on.
Yeah, you stick to it. Great.
I stick to it.
Okay. Brigitte, it's so nice to have you here. I think that this is a perfect moment for us to finish. We wrapped it up. So it was perfect. It was planned, okay, but still it was so natural. So thank you so much. I enjoyed the conversation with you so much, and I hope to see you. I see you almost on a daily basis, and I enjoy it. So thank you so much for
thank
being
you,
there.
Roberta.
And yeah, see you next time. Obviously, don't go anywhere, but I'm obviously stopping the recording now. So thank you. Okay. Bye-bye and talk
thank
to
you.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.